Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's Radio Show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time and has built up a very large library of recordings of the two of us talking together. Sometimes we have special guests call in. Often it's just the two of us talking. And sometimes we have unexpected guests call in as well. Any guests for today?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So, before we launch into the show, I'd like to encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, often I start off the show asking you, so, what's going on this week? But I just sent out a tweet talking a little bit about what I think we're going to talk about based on our earlier discussions. And before we get to sort of the two key things we had mentioned, I was thinking perhaps we can start off with a little weather forecast.
Snow.
Snow, yeah. Yeah, so we're getting more snow right now. And so what do you do if it snows?
You make sugar on snow.
You make sugar on snow. So can you talk a little bit about sugar on snow?
Well, you kind of make like a syrup.
Okay. What do you make the syrup out of?
It kind of depends on what recipe you have.
Okay.
You can make it out of a lot.
Okay, so what recipe did we use?
I don't know what it was called, but it had molasses and brown sugar melted down.
Okay, so it's basically molasses and brown sugar melted together, and the whole idea is you want to heat it up to a temperature so that when it cools back down, it will be fairly chewy, but maybe just a little bit crunchy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other popular way of doing it is with maple syrup as well, but we didn't have any maple syrup, so we used the molasses. And you kind of like molasses anyway, right?
I love molasses.
Yeah. So that's one thing to eat when it's snowing outside. But you ever think about, you know, the animals outside? What are they eating when it's snowing like this? Have you seen any wildlife today?
The coyote we saw running down the road.
Right. So can you say anything about the coyote?
It was pretty big.
It was a fairly large coyote, at least from the distance, and it was sort of from our house out to the road, so it was a distance away, and it was hard to tell, but looked pretty healthy to me, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he must have been finding some stuff to eat. So we had that healthy, big coyote run down the street. And so those were two of the things. Anything more to say about sugar on snow or coyotes?
Not a lot.
Okay. Well, before we get to the two big topics for the week, I was wondering if we want to talk about yesterday afternoon at all.
What happened yesterday afternoon?
I don't know. Did we eat anywhere interesting?
Oh, yeah. We went to the beach, and it was cold.
Did you swim?
There was a lot of snow. No.
No.
It was like the marsh area. It's not a really good place for swimming.
Right, okay. So we went to the beach and it was cold, and then what?
We went out to a Turkish place.
Okay, do you know what the Turkish place was?
Oh, God, what was it called? Saray.
Saray Turkish Restaurant in West Haven?
Yeah.
And so up front, let's give the listeners a view. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being it was horrible and you'll never go back there again, and 5 being this is one of, like, my most favorite restaurants ever, how many stars would you give Saray Turkish Restaurant?
5.
So it was that good?
Yeah, it was really good.
So on your show other times, you've spoken about, say, the lobster pot out on Cape Cod, right? How would you compare it with a lobster pot?
It's not as good as lobster pot because, you know, there's, like, no topping in the lobster pot. But
right.
It was, like, up there with it.
So
really
it's
good.
It's up there with your favorite restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you remember any of the food you have, what you especially liked?
I really liked the eggplant sauce stuff on the bread.
Okay. Yeah, so we started off with a cold appetizer platter, which had some eggplant stuff. And what else was on the appetizer platter?
There was, like, a yogurt one and hummus.
Right. And then there was a really spicy one.
Yeah, Mom likes that one.
I really like the spicy one as well. I think my favorite was probably the spicy one, the hummus, the yogurt, and I'm not a big fan of eggplant, so I was kind of meh on the eggplant ones. But you like the eggplant ones because you like eggplant, right?
I love eggplant.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's see. We had that platter, and do we have any other appetizers?
We got these really good zucchini patties.
Zucchini patties. So, what were the zucchini patties like?
They were actually very light and fluffy, and they were really good with, they had this sauce on them that was a little spicy, but it's really good.
Okay. So when you say they were really light and fluffy, so they weren't like, you know, like hamburger patties, right?
No. They were
so
like
what
potato
sort of patty?
Pancakes. I can do.
Like potato pancakes, like latkes.
Yes.
But made from zucchini. Okay.
Yeah, they were really, really good.
Yeah. So you think we can find some way of making them, say, when summer comes around and everyone has too many zucchinis?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would be
good.
We always
get too many zucchinis.
Right. And what was on top of it? What did you think that sauce on them was?
I'm not sure, but it was delicious. And it was a little spicy, but it was really good.
See, I was wondering if it was some sort of, like, you know, it's a yogurt with some spices.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. But it was, like, it was lighter than the yogurt.
Right,
of the
right,
other yogurt
right.
dips. So it was kind of like the texture of, like, almost salad dressing, you know, like it was light like that.
Right. But so light like a salad dressing, but made probably with something like some yogurt and some herbs. You think?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you want to say anything about the main course?
It was different types of meat, and it had the really good bread thing. I don't know what to call it.
Okay. So it was a mixed grill, and I'm not sure what that bread was, but, it was sort of like, would it be fair to call it a Turkish tortilla? Because also that's got nice alliteration, right?
Yeah. It was really good, and the sauce and the spices, it was all really, really good.
Okay. And then how about at the end of the meal?
We had dessert.
Okay, and do you know what we had for dessert?
Well, I can't remember what they were called, but we just said they were like sugar cookies, soap, and syrup.
Okay. And I'm wondering if I can find that, because their menu is online, and I think it was the, and I'll be horrible about the pronunciation, but I think it's something like Sekipora.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think that's what it was. But yeah, it was, and just looking at this, is a soft ball of pastry dipped in lemony sugar syrup.
It definitely had a little lemon.
Right. Okay, so that's, Sekipari, at least is my mangled pronunciation. Okay. And what did Mom have at the end of the meal?
Tea.
Tea? And did you have some of the Turkish tea?
Yeah.
And how did you like that?
It was good.
Okay. Okay, anything more to say about Sarı Turkish Restaurant?
It's really, really good. And, it caters. I always forget what it's called. The halal. It preserves
halal
food in the halal style, which is like kosher, but for Muslim people. Or Islamic,
okay.
I think.
Right. So what does that really mean?
It's a set of rules that the food has to be prepared a certain way, that type of stuff. I'm not really, really sure about it, but...
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a good way that, it's about compassionate dietary considerations on how food is raised and prepared. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Yeah, it's good that you mentioned that. And did you notice... I don't know if you noticed that there were a fair amount of women in the restaurant wearing headscarves. Yeah.
I think that's how they're pronounced, but I'm not really sure.
Right. So obviously they are attracting a devout Muslim crowd. And it's good that there's a good place like that to eat.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. So, with that, those were sort of the things that I had that we didn't talk about before the show. But what were sort of the big social media stories of this past week?
The dress.
So, let's hear about the dress.
It's blue and black.
Are you sure?
Yes. Well, that's what was originally designed, so.
Okay. But when Mom looked at it, she said it looked like it was white and gold.
It's not. It's blue and black. Right, Mom?
So that's kind of what the whole discussion was about, though, right? A lot of people saw it as blue and black, and a lot of people saw it as white and gold. And were there any interesting discussions you heard about that?
Oh, yeah, it's all over the internet.
So what were some of the things you heard that you thought were best?
My favorite one is about Captain America and Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Okay.
The next Captain America movie is about, it's Captain America versus Iron Man. And so there are all these gifts about them getting into a fight and then it being Civil War, because that's what the next movie is called. And so Cap thinks it's black and blue and Iron Man thinks it's white and gold, and then it's Civil War.
Okay. So actually let's stay with the sort of superhero science fiction type genre for a moment. And I'm wondering, do you know what color any of the doctors thought the dress was?
No, I don't. There haven't been a lot of guests about that.
So let's look at it this way. What color is a TARDIS?
Blue.
Yeah. It's not white and gold, it's blue, right?
Yeah.
Now have you, you know, because I'm also wondering if different doctors would have seen it, you know, like the 11th doctor would have seen it as blue and black, but the 10th is white and gold, or vice versa. What do you think about that?
Maybe.
Now, have you interacted with any of them online?
Yes.
So what was that all about? What went on?
Matt Smith tagged me in 3 comments on Instagram.
Okay. So what were they about?
One of them was about, he posted a picture about the snow, and I asked him if he was ever getting sick of the cold, because I obviously am. And he said, the cold doesn't bother me anyway.
Ah, okay. So has he gone back to some, like, frozen land then?
You mean England?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, that snow doesn't bother me anyway. Sort of, it sounds familiar. Okay, so he tweeted about that, or Instagrammed about that, and what else?
Okay, one of his friends, who I didn't realize it, was the actor who plays Rory, is giving him a hard time, and I didn't realize that, so I naturally defended him.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, let's put it this way. Do you think you should invite him or Rory on the show?
That would be awesome.
Okay, well, maybe you should Instagram him and tell him about the show and see if he or Rory want to be on.
That'd be cool.
Who have you had for other noted people in the realm of science fiction media on your show?
What?
Who have you had for other guests in the realm of science fiction media on your show?
The guy who makes the music for Firefly.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name. We should probably see
it's
about
Greg.
Him. Greg, that's
I think.
Right. We should probably, yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's like Greg Edmonds or something like that.
Yeah.
We should probably see about having him come back on, because that was a really good show.
Yeah.
Okay, so other stuff about the dress.
There have just been a lot of memes about it. Everybody's getting into arguments about if it's black or blue.
Okay. So I grew up in Williamstown, Massachusetts. And where I grew up, there's a great little museum called the Clark Art Institute. And they put up a picture, I don't know if they originally put it on Facebook or Instagram or where, I saw it on Facebook first.
I saw it on Instagram.
Two paintings, right, of two, I want to say probably 19th century fancy ladies in nice dresses. One was in a blue dress and one was in a white dress. I thought that was a fairly good response. Any other things about the dress you want to talk about?
Not really.
Okay, so what was the other big social media thing of the week?
Llamas.
Llamas. So, have you ever been around llamas?
Yeah, sir, two on the farm.
Yeah, and I thought the farm had alpacas.
Yeah, but they also have llamas.
So they've got both llamas and alpacas.
Yeah.
So can you explain to the listeners what the difference between a llama and an alpaca are?
Llamas kind of have, they're not super fluffy, and they're the ones that spit.
Okay. Have they ever spat at you?
Well, Dolly has threatened to spit at me, but he would never do it.
Okay. And, you know, my only interaction with the llamas at Lockett's Meadow has been when I went out and was patting, the miniature donkey?
Imogene.
And the llamas kept a very close eye on me then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And anything more about the llamas on the farm?
They're funny. And they would do that.
What? They go on a romp through Arizona?
What?
They would do what?
Go on a run like that.
They go on a run like that? Yeah. But if you wanted to capture the llamas, how do you think the best way to capture llamas is?
Try to get them into a pen by blocking them.
Yeah, you think? You know what Mom said?
What?
A bucket of sliced carrots.
That would also work.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So did you watch any of the llama drama on social media?
Yes, I watched part of it, but I was not going to watch the whole 20-minute thing.
Right, right. Okay. But the llamas the llamas at the farm have never escaped and gone on a voyage like that, have they?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay. And any other things to say about the llamas?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. So, you know what today is?
March 1st.
Yeah, so we're March. So next week, we need to set our clocks forward, spring forward. And then we're going to have Ides of March. And then we're going to have St. Patrick's Day. And before you know it, it will be April Fool's Day. And who knows, maybe at some point even some of the snow will melt, you think?
Yeah, but the main thing that's coming up, the main most important thing.
Yes?
Tuesday, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back on. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Okay, so that sounds like it's just one thing.
What?
Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s coming back on, but you said the two big things are.
I said one big thing.
Oh, I thought you
said
one big thing, and then you said... Oh, okay. I thought you said one big thing, and then two big things. But, okay, so the one big thing is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, you weren't all excited about the third season of House of Cards being available?
No.
No? Okay. And what about there was some big deal with the Kardashians.
I don't know.
I think they signed some contract worth a lot of money, but okay. And any other things we should cover for this week's show?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we're a little bit early, according to this. We've still got, you know, about 4 minutes left of the show. But we can probably take the show out a few minutes early. So, you want to take us on out?
Thanks. Good night. Hopefully you'll listen next week on Funeral Show. Thanks. Good night.
Thanks and good night.